As I concentrate wholly on making the right decisions, my judgment is of the highest quality, and I need not concern myself about my reputation. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, bringing you instant inspiration. It's a lovely Sunday afternoon, announcing tomorrow, which is going to be Ellen's birthday, and we've created a card for Ellen for her birthday, and it said, 25 August 1939. It rained the day you were born. The clouds filled the sky. Birds gathered in the trees surrounding you, singing, Hallelujah, she is born. Your mother proudly presented you to your father, and your sister on tiptoes looked upon the risen Christ. Soon the doctor and nurses from your uncle's clinic where you were born offered an ovation and praise for this precious birth. As your mother held you in her arms, the clouds sailed away. The sky stopped weeping at so wondrous a birth. One beam of crystal sunlight surrounded by glorious rainbows enwreathed your head. You opened your eyes wide, you opened your mouth wide, and shouted, I'm here! Let's get the show on the road! So, precious Ellen Jeremini, all your beloved bless you with birthday greetings 2003. I love you, love, Herb. As I concentrate wholly on making the right decisions, my judgment is the highest quality, and I need not concern myself about my reputation. Now, so often, people say, well, are you going to write her a birthday card? Are you going to put it on the computer? Are you going to put all sorts of colors on it? You're going to look for 2 or 3 hours and find some illustration that you think satisfies a particular need? Or are you just going to sit down and say what's on your heart? And whose card is treasured most? The one that came from the heart. When the little girl comes up to the house and says, oh, it's mommy's birthday. I must bring her a present. She reaches down and yanks a flower out of the ground and brings it to her mother. Says, mommy, this is for you. And mommy said, my prize is alias. Oh. But she quickly says, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you for thinking of me. That was very lovely. And all of a sudden, the prize azalea was grown just for that moment when her daughter picked it and gave it to her. Just at that moment, it was the purpose in life. You see, I always concentrate wholly on making the right decisions. My judgment is of the highest quality, and I don't have to concern myself about my reputation. What is our reputation? If the mother has a reputation of being bitchy, you know, get out of my garden. Don't touch my azaleas. Don't touch my flowers. You know, they're there for me to look at. Don't ever do anything, you know. And what are the kids going to do? For some reason or other, their ball is always going to roll into her azaleas. The coaster is going to tip over on top of her azaleas. Everything is going to happen to her azaleas, not because the kids do it on purpose, but because the mother brings this attention to it. If the mother would say, oh, you children are so beautiful, you're so wonderful, you're so thoughtful, it's such a joy to see you playing and working and having fun in the yard, you're just so wonderful. I sure enjoy those beautiful flowers, don't you? And you see, when you say beautiful flowers, that means all flowers. When you say a particular flower, then that could mean an azalea, it could mean something else, and right away, it means something to be paid attention to. Now, what sort of reputation do you have? What sort of reputation do you have for being a loving person, for being a thoughtful person, for being a person who writes a card just out of their heart and gives it in its plain, ordinary, folded sheet of ordinary paper and written as well as you could? And what did you think of that? It's a card that comes from the heart. You can buy all the cards in the store, but the cards don't say what you want to say. The cards usually say, I hope you're enjoying yourself. I hope everything's going well. I hope your life is filled with joy and happiness. And we don't want to hope anything for anybody. We don't want a reputation of going around hoping for things, knowing that they'll never happen. We want the reputation, if any reputation, for acting instantaneously and being right. When you believe in yourself, you will always act right. When you believe in yourself, you'll always do that which is for your highest and best. When you believe yourself, you don't have to stop and think before you act, because you lived your thinking before you acted. You live your righteousness, you live your goodness, you live your wholeness, you live your beauty, you live the wonder that you are, you see? And this makes all the difference in the world. Your reputation truly goes before you. It goes before you as the type of person you are. And what kind of person are we? Are we the kind of person that people like to be around? Or are we a pain in the neck? I used to visit at some of my friends' homes, and they had wives who were very clean. And I'd be smoking my pipe, and I'd put out my ashes in their ashtray, and then I'd prepare my pipe to fill it again. Well, before I had the chance to even take the tobacco out to get ready to fill my pipe again, she had that ashtray whisked away from me, a fresh one put in its place, and the dirty one never seen again. Now, it made you feel, am I doing something wrong? Am I dirtying up an ashtray that's not supposed to be dirtied up, you know? And I didn't ever feel that way. I had a very bad attitude, I guess. Wherever I go, my dog goes. And if you don't like my dog, you don't like me. And so I went to people's home. Sometimes Gus would make a mistake and lift his leg when he shouldn't, because they had a dog there. But most of the time he didn't. And most of the time he was a very good boy. And if people like me, they like my dog. Wherever I went. Because I would always take Mark along as a little boy. And we'd go to farms, and we'd go to different places where I'd do features. And the children of the family would immediately wrap him up and run him off into the field and show him their ponies and show him their toys and what have you. And Mark, of course, was just thrilled to pieces, because he had never seen all that kind of junk, you know. And it's not stuff that he would have in his city house. But this is the wonder of it, where everything works in divine order. And everything works in divine order for you when you begin to realize that you're a wonderful person. Ellen's Christmas card, yes, the Christ card. Ellen's Christ card was written for her in a few moments while conversations were going on around in many different areas. And many people tried to disturb me in my writing, but I had one point in mind, to write a card. And it didn't bother me. I wasn't angry because people tried to distract me, because I created them trying to distract me. And they were upset with me for not letting me be bothered by what they did. But that doesn't ever bother me. I just always go and do what makes me happy. And as Ellen says, sometimes that reputation can make you sound a little cold. Well, so be it. So be it. I believe anyone who knows me knows that I am the warmest guy there is. And that's all that really matters, isn't it? As I concentrate wholly on making the right decisions, my judgment is of the highest quality. And I need not concern myself about my reputation, because my reputation is always one of love, of peace, of joy. I love you. I love you. I love you.